2 Chronicles chapter 26. And all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and they made him king in place of his father Amaziah. He built Eloth, and he restored it to Judah after the previous king had lain with his fathers. Uzziah was 16 years old when he started to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 52 years. And his mother's name was Jecholiah from Jerusalem. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, like everything that Amaziah his father did. And he would seek God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in perceiving God. And in the days when he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. And he went out and fought the Philistines, and he breached the wall of Gath, and the wall of Jabneh, and the wall of Ashdod. And then he built cities in the Ashdod area, and among the Philistines. And God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians who lived in Gur Baal and the Meunim. Then the Ammonites gave Uzziah tribute money, and his fame spread as far as the approach to Egypt, for he strengthened himself in the extreme. And Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, and at the valley gate, and at the angle, and he fortified them. And he built towers in the desert, and he hewed out many cisterns, for he had much cattle, both in the lowlands and on the plain, and farmers, and vine cultivators, in the mountains and in Carmel, for he was fond of land. And Uzziah had forces waging war, soldiers going out as a battalion, according to the number from when they were counted by Jeiel the scribe, and Maaseiah the superintendent, under the authority of Hananiah, one of the king's officials. The total number of the paternal heads of the valiant warriors was 2,600. And under their authority was a military force of 307,500 soldiers, in a powerful force to uphold the king against the enemy. And Uzziah equipped them, the whole army, with shields and spears and helmets and coats of mail and bows and equipment for stone slinging. And he had war engines made in Jerusalem, feats of engineering designed by engineers, to be deployed on the towers and on the corners, to shoot arrows and large stones. And his fame spread far and wide, for he was helped in a wonderful way until he became strong. But when he became strong, his heart became haughty, to the extent of ruining him, and he acted perversely towards the Lord his God. And he went to the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the incense altar. At this Azariah the priest came after him, and with him were priests to the Lord, 80 valiant men. And they confronted King Uzziah and said to him, "It is not permitted for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord, for it is reserved for the priests, the sons of Aaron, who have been sanctified to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for you have acted perversely, and it is not your lot to be for the glory of the Lord God." And Uzziah became enraged while the censer for burning incense was in his hand, and while he was enraged with the priests, leprosy arose on his forehead in the presence of the priests in the house of the Lord, as he stood beside the incense altar. And Azariah the head priest and all the priests turned their eyes to him, and what they saw was that he was leprous on his forehead, and they quickly ejected him from there, and he also hastened to get out, for the Lord had struck him. So King Uzziah was leprous until the day of his death, and he stayed in the infirmary as a leper, because he was excluded from the house of the Lord. And Jotham his son was in charge of the king's house, judging the people of the land. And Isaiah the son of Amoz, the prophet, wrote the rest of the affairs of Uzziah, the first and the last. And Uzziah lay with his fathers, and with his fathers they buried him, in the burial field which is for the kings, for they said, "He was a leper," and Jotham his son reigned in his place.